The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to the Todd Starnes Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
From the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. Great to have you with us today, and it is great to be broadcasting from the heartland of America. We are hanging out today with our good friends, our great affiliate, KQAM Radio, the big talker in Wichita, Kansas. And folks, they have rolled out the red carpet for us, and it is quite the broadcasting palace here at Stechline Communications. So we want to say thank you to all of our good friends here at KQAM Radio, and of course, all of our great listeners in Wichita. Tomorrow, we will be doing a big book event. It's going to be a dinner, a show, and you'll be able to purchase a copy of the new book, Twilight's Last Gleaming, and I'm happy to sign it for you. So we've got a lot going on here, and want to thank our good friends Mary Walter and, of course, Jeff Stein and Andy Hoosier for filling in for me as I was out gallivanting across America. We'll tell you more about the weekend events in California. But, folks, I will say this. I feel even more hopeful about the 2024 presidential election after leaving California. People there are fired up, and they are ready for a change in direction. And it could have been the nearly $6 a gallon they're paying for gas. I don't know. But they're paying as much for Fritos in California as I'm paying for them in Memphis, Tennessee. And people are sick of it. So anyway, we'll talk more about that a little bit later on. But we just had a terrific time. By the way, sold out. The books sold out in every single event that that we were doing over in California. And I had a good time. But it is great to be back with you. Write down our telephone number. You will need this if you want to call in today. 901-260-5926. Again, that number, 901-260-5926. Now, I want to talk about this abortion situation, which is going from bad to worse in the Republican Party. And I thought President Trump did a decent job with his statement that he put out about abortion a few days ago. But now you have the situation in Arizona where the Supreme Court has now ruled that a law from the 19th century is still in effect and basically bans all abortion. I mean, that's pretty much it. It's probably the most, the strongest pro-life legislation in the country. And the Arizona Supreme Court upheld that decision, and they also said that this could be on the ballot. Now, this is going to set up a bit of a challenge, because I'm telling you that the pro-life community is not very well organized in America. And we know that because the seven times that issue has been placed on the ballot, it has gone down in a crushing defeat. Now, I am broadcasting from the most pro-life state in America, Kansas, and they suffered a crushing defeat at the ballot box, the pro-life community. So my question to the pro-lifers, and there are a lot of Christians, Christian leaders, and they're upset at President Trump. They're calling him pro-abortion. That kind of language is not helpful. This is a man who put three constitutionalists on the Supreme Court. The justices, by the way, who overturned Roe v. Wade. So to say that Donald Trump is somehow pro-abortion or that we have two pro-choice candidates running for the White House is just ludicrous. But a lot of these folks out there on the conservative side, they hate Donald Trump and they look for any opportunity to try to take this man down. And I would just caution everyone, be very, very careful what you wish for. Because right now, things are looking very good for Donald Trump, and things are looking very good for the Republicans to retake the Senate and the House. But if the pro-life movement decides to make this the issue, and if the pro-life movement pushes this agenda of absolutely no exceptions, none whatsoever, then we're going to have some trouble at the ballot box. And I know that because we've already lost 7 times on this very issue. Now, my question to the pro-life community is, all right, what's the plan? What's the big plan here? What's the strategy? And if you are going to force Republicans in, I know for a fact there were several states where the Republicans went to the pro-life community and said, look, we know we're just as pro-life as you are, but there has to be a political strategy here. And they turned around and said, how dare you? How dare you make abortion political? Well, it is political. There's really no way around that. So if you are going to force this issue on the electorate, you need to have a plan and a strategy. I mean, it really is that simple. Now, I'm a little confused because it was my understanding that the whole point of Roe v. Wade was to get the abortion issue back to the states and let the states decide. I mean, for years, we would have the pro-life community on my radio program. And there's Tom, we got to get this back to the states. This is a states' rights issue. I say, states' rights. Okay, well, guess what? It's a states' rights issue now. But now the pro-life community is saying, well, we've got to have it federalized. Okay, could somebody make up their mind? Just make up your mind. Is it a state issue? Is it a federal issue? But I'm telling you right now, as bad, and I hate to say this, but I mean, we deal in facts here on this program, ladies and gentlemen, and the facts are that the American people are not ready to declare a complete ban on abortion. Now, you may think that makes me a terrible person. I'm just telling you, based on the 7 votes, it's pretty darn clear to me that the Republicans are not there yet. They're not. So the question is, what do you do now? Do you just stay home? Do you not vote? Do you vote for Mike Pence? And, you know, Mike Pence is out there attacking Donald Trump, but Donald Trump has the same pro-life position as Ronald Reagan had, which, by the way, was actually more of a pro-life position than George W. Bush had. So does that make George W. Bush the Antichrist? I'm just asking here. So again, 901-260-5926. What advice do you want to give the pro-life community? What advice do you give the Republicans here? 901-260-5926. But if you're going to go out there this is how the Democrats will play this. There will be commercials featuring, I don't know, 13, 14-year-old girls who have been brutally attacked and assaulted by an illegal alien, and the little girls are pregnant, and the Democrats are going to say the Republicans will force your child to have that baby. Now, if that's the case, and trust me, they will be running those ads, and if that's the rally cry from the pro-life community, is that everybody has to, anybody who gets pregnant has to have the baby no matter what. Is that a winning issue at the ballot box? Well, Todd, it's not about winning. This is about a much higher power. No, I get that. I get that. But we also deal with a political reality here. And the political rally is not everybody goes to church on Sunday. I'm just saying. It's true. Yes, I go to church on Sunday, but no, that doesn't make me a bad person. I don't think it does. It does not make Todd Starnes a bad person when I just share my thoughts and opinions. That's all. All right, we've got a lot going on here today, folks. We have some great guests coming up, a lot of crazy stories. We're going to be taking your calls as well on this issue. You know, let's go to Indiana. Robin is watching us on the Rumble channel today. All right, Robin, what do you think the Republicans ought to do here?
Well, the abortion issue has gotten out of control over all the years. So then they started using it just as birth control. So my actual point is, I don't think that abortion should be allowed. And we're going to answer to a higher power after this. And I don't want to stand in front of my God and say, well, I wanted the Republicans to win the election in 2024, so I wanted them to allow abortions.
So is that issue, and again, I didn't realize this was a big issue on the minds of voters. I mean, when you do the exit polling, Robin, it's always been the economy, the illegals, crime, and abortion is not even in the top five or six issues. But should that be the big issue for the Republicans going into 2024?
Yes. Well, I think the Republican stance should be on this is to stand firm and say the Supreme Court heard it and overturned Roe v. Wade. It belongs to the states. Each individual state can make up their decision. It's not a federal issue. And let the voters in the states decide what their states should do.
But that's not what they're doing now, Rob. They're backtracking. They're saying, no, we don't want to do that anymore. We want to go back. We want to make it a federal issue now.
No. I stand with Donald Trump, the 10th Amendment, and said, you know, they've taken all the power away from the state governments and the people who live in the states that want their governments to do. We vote for what we want our government officials to do in each state. So let's put it on a ballot for the states, but not a federal issue. It should not be a federal issue. It should be a state issue, period.
The problem with Donald Trump's statement is he should have stopped when he said, look, I told you I was going to return this issue back to the states. It is a state's, it's a decision for each state. That's where I stand on it, period. Boom. That's it. I don't think anybody would have had a problem with that.
No, but you know, sometimes I think what Donald Trump, when he talks, I love him, but sometimes he's just not. He's trying to make everybody happy, and he can't. He's got to make a stance. Say it stays in the states, like you said. Period. End of story. Supreme Court ruled. Let's just drop it.
All right. Well, Robin, look, thank you for calling in. And folks, I want to hear from you on this. Donald Trump, has your opinion changed of Donald Trump because of the statement that he released about abortion? 901-260-5926. Again, 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. Legacy Precious Metals has a revolutionary new online platform that allows you to invest in real gold and silver online. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and in just a few easy steps, you can open an account online, select your metals of choice, and choose to have them stored in a vault or shipped to your door. You'll have access to a dashboard where you can track your portfolio growth in real time, anytime, and you'll see transparent pricing on every coin and bar. This puts you in complete control of your money. The platform is free to sign up for. Visit legacypminvestments.com and open your account and see this new investing platform for yourself. Gold hedges against inflation and against a volatile stock market. A true diversified portfolio isn't just more stocks and bonds, but different asset classes. And this new platform allows you to make investments in gold and silver, no matter how small or large, with a few clicks. Visit legacypminvestments.com to get started. That's legacypminvestments.com or call 866-649-0304. That number again, 866-649-0304, and start investing today.
He's done more damage than the 10 worst presidents in the history of our country. There has never been anybody that's damaged our country like crooked Joe Biden. So I predict November 5th, the most important day in the history of our country, and it's going to be Christian Visibility Day. Christian Visibility Day. Christians are going to come out and they're going to vote like never before. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mr. President. There's President Trump just landing in Atlanta and also said any Jewish person who votes Democrat should have their head examined. I would completely agree on that as well. Welcome back, everybody. This is the Todd Stern Show. We are on the road today, broadcasting from our great affiliate in Wichita, KQAM. By the way, we're doing a big book signing event tomorrow night, dinner and a show. We would love for you to join us. You can go to ToddStearns.com. And all the information is there for all of our great listeners here in the beautiful state of Kansas. All right, let's get to the phones here. 901-260-5926. Matt in Lexington, Tennessee, listening to us on WTJS. Matt, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Mr. Starnes. I just think that the Democrats or the liberals, they pulled the trigger too early on this abortion thing. And as far as the law being from the 1800s about the abortion laws, it's going to fizzle out. It's just not going to last. Americans' attention span is very short, and I'm sure you agree with that.
I'm sorry, Matt. What were you just talking about?
Very short attention span. They can whimper about that all they want, but when it comes to November, this is all going to be forgotten about.
Matt, I'm with you. I don't think this is going to be a big issue unless the conservative Christians make it an issue. And, you know, they hated Donald Trump and they still hate him. And they were big Ron DeSantis guys back in the day, and they still can't get over the fact that DeSantis was not able to really resonate with the American people. So my only concern is, will those people stay home? Because we can't afford for those people to stay home. We need all those folks to get out and vote on Election Day.
They're not going to stay home.
You think they'll get out and vote?
Well, I'm a Christian, and I'm a Christian conservative. We're not going to stay home. You know, you're not going to vote for, I'm sorry to say this, but you're not going to vote for the devil. And I just think that this is, it's kind of a bunch of nonsense.
I don't have a problem with you calling the Biden administration the devil. I think they are demonic. I think the entire administration is possessed. I mean, we are talking about some very evil stuff coming out of this administration. So, Matt, I would agree with you spot on with your analysis of who Joe Biden truly is. I think he is the devil. Matt, got to run. Appreciate you calling in. Thanks for listening to us today. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. All right. Oh, by the way, I just think this is sort of funny. So we've been getting a lot of great feedback on Twilight's Last Gleaming. Somebody sent me a note, and it was not our good friend Connor from Boston, who is up in the Harvard area. But the Harvard bookstore sold out of Twilight's Last Gleaming. And as near as I can tell, we have either converted a lot of liberals in Harvard Square or we've got a lot of conservatives up there. But anyway, whoever you are, thank you. And we appreciate you doing business over at the Harvard bookstore. You know, it probably triggered somebody to realize that people were buying conservative books. But there you go. Exciting news all the way around. And I will tell you this, folks. The more people I meet out here on this book tour, the more confident I am that we are going to have a great, great day come November in this country. I truly believe it. However, like President Trump said, it's the Christian voters that have to get out and vote. That's the demographic that's got to get out there. And if all of you Christians will get out, here's the deal. Just pretend like it's the Sunday after church dinner, right? And you're running to the buffet table. That's that excitement that you have to get the big old first piece of fried chicken, to get that big scoop of the congealed salad. That's the kind of excitement that you need going to cast your ballot on Election Day. I mean, it really is that simple. So we're going to be talking more about that. NPR in the headlines also. We have to talk to all of you white people in Tennessee. You guys are in a world of trouble, and specifically you white boys. We're going to tell you all about that story coming up. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. We are broadcasting from Wichita, Kansas. KQAM, the Big Talker. We'll be right back, America. You might have heard Mike Lindell of MyPillow no longer have the support of their box stores or shopping channels the way they used to. They've been part of the cancel culture, so they want to pass the savings directly to you by having a $25 extravaganza. When Mike started MyPillow, it was just a one-product company. With the help of his dedicated employees, they now have hundreds of products, some you may not even know about. To get the word out, I want to invite my listeners to check out their $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, just $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. Their six-pack towel sets, $25. Brand-new four-pack dish towels, you guessed it, just $25. And for the first time ever, the premium MyPillows with all-new Giza fabric, just $25. Orders over $75 will receive free shipping, too. This amazing offer won't last long, so go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code STARNS or call 1-800-839-8506 today. That's promo code STARNS. And welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. We are broadcasting from Wichita, Kansas today, everybody. And, man, what a great town. You know, when you talk about family vacations and, you know, where you're going to take the family, you ought to check out Wichita. There is a lot to do here. They say the spring and summer, all sorts of amazing festivals. If you love the outdoors, kayaking, they have a beautiful river that runs through the middle of downtown. And some of the nicest people you will meet in America right here in the heartland. So go check it out. And I'm telling you, went to a place for a breakfast this morning. I believe it's called Homegrown. And normally when I'm out of the South, a little bit, I usually don't order biscuits outside of the South. No offense, but it is what it is. But anyway, I broke my rule today, and I'm glad I did, because they make a pretty darn good biscuit here in Wichita. So well done. Well done, you. Also, some personal news here, folks, and just want to say thank you. The annual Talkers Magazine Heavy 100, so their top 100 radio host in America, was published today. And Talkers Magazine is the Bible of talk radio and the news talk media. And just moments ago, the list came out, and the Todd Stearns Show, we are ranked number 26 in America. And I want to say thank you to all of our great listeners and also our terrific team, because they do all the hard work. And they do an amazing job. And so thank you again. The Todd Stearns Radio Program, now ranked number 26 in all the talk radio programs in America. So we're mighty thankful for that. All right, 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. I have to tell you about what happened at the Memphis City Council meeting yesterday. They are having a rough go in Memphis. And all of our KWAM listeners, you know how bad things are getting there. Over 101 people have been killed since the first of the year, and it is insane. The level of crime and violence is absolutely insane. So the city council is pro-criminal, and they're anti-cop. And the district attorney is a George Soros wannabe. And they passed some rules that really stop police from being able to do their job. So let's just say you're driving down the road and you've got busted out taillights and you don't have a tag on your car. Now, in any other city, let's just say Wichita, Kansas, you do that in Wichita, guess what's going to happen? The popo pulling you over. That's what's going to happen. But in Memphis, the city council said, no, can't do that. It is racist. It's racist to pull somebody over with a broken taillight and no tag on their car. So the state intervened, and there's a great guy. He's been on the program before. His name is Senator Brent Taylor, and he's a personal friend. And he introduced some legislation that would prevent cities from implementing stupid rules like that. So now all you know what is breaking loose. There's a city council gal. Her name is Yolanda. Yolanda Cooper Sutton. And Yolanda is very upset at all you white boys out there. Oh, she said boys. She went there. She was speaking at the city council yesterday, and she's blaming all of the black-on-black crime. And folks, I don't know the percentages, but it's like 99% of the crime is black-on-black crime in Memphis, Tennessee. But now Yolanda has come out there, and she's announced that the problem here is that all you white boys are now responsible for the black-on-black crime. Let's take a listen.
You know, I hear all the time, I'm a native Memphian, and we, you know, well, act like it. Let's work together and act like it. Our children, it's our children that look like me that are being killed daily. The four-year-old just got killed. I mean, we can go on and 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 on. But state legislators hate us here in Memphis, Tennessee. And they hate black folks in Memphis, Tennessee. And that's just point blank. Because it's us that's killing one another. But when we talk about and we want to compare ourselves to other cities, but other cities ain't dealing with the prejudiced white boys that's on the hill, that's making these laws and legislation, that's making sure that Memphis, Tennessee does not progress and that we do not change our habits and the forms and the way that we're doing things. Other cities ain't dealing with what we're dealing with. We're dealing with people on the hill that make state legislation laws that know that we have a problem, and then we get here in the city and then we beat each other up because we want a quick fix to something we can't fix, because they are trumping everything that we're trying to do here. And so then you get beat up, everybody get beat up, all these hard questions comes and all these forensics. What we should be doing is marching down there on that hill and making them understand this is not working here in Memphis for us, because every TV, every channel I look to, they look like me. And we're getting numb, and ain't nobody marching, ain't nobody protesting, ain't nobody saying anything. But sitting here, meeting after meeting, blaming someone, and it's on the hill where they hate us at, where they don't like us, because this is a predominantly black city run by a predominantly almost black council. Everything you look at is black, 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 black.
All right. So she's going after all you white boy. You white boy. You white boys. You hate black people. It's black, 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 black. You white boys. All right, Yolanda, who you be calling a white boy, ma'am? Who you be calling a white boy? Well, what I find fascinating here is that she readily admits that Memphis is an overwhelmingly black city run by an overwhelmingly black government. Everybody in charge is black, and yet she wants to turn around and blame the white person for the black-on-black crime in Memphis, Tennessee. You know, what about taking some personal responsibility here? What about instead of just blaming a person because of their skin color, actually taking a look at the facts and taking a look at the actual problems? Now, it is true that there are a lot of white people in the Tennessee state legislature. Tennessee is a predominantly white state. There are a lot of people of the Caucasian persuasion. They love country music. Maybe some Engelbert Humperdinck. I don't know. But I'm telling you that this idea, this notion that Yolanda just posited on the country that all them white boys be hating us black folk. They hate us. Really? Is that true? Because the state legislature in Tennessee just turned over $9 million to build a STEM facility at a predominantly black high school in Memphis, Tennessee. Those were white boys who did that, Yolanda. hundreds of millions of dollars are coming in from the state to renovate the FedEx Forum, home of the Memphis Tigers and the Memphis Grizzlies. White boys did that, Yolanda, ma'am. So this notion that the white people in Tennessee hate Memphis, that's simply ludicrous. As a matter of fact, the school system in Memphis, Tennessee, gets more tax money than any other school district in the entire volunteer state. But this is what it, folks, this is what you have to look forward to, because these are leftists, these are idiots. And the problem is, at least in Memphis, people vote based on skin color and whether or not a person is a Democrat. And that's how they get elected. I'll give you another example. So there is a Memphis has a county commission. I told you yesterday it was a weird day in my hometown. One of the county commissioners, Henry Brooks, very upset that we have something in this nation called President's Day. And Henry Brooks said we should not have President's Day because President's Day is racist, I say. Cut seven.
But let me just say this. Considering the fact that this was actually Washington, George Washington's birthday, and I think I made it very clear in committee that I could not honor George Washington and a number of other presidents for a number of obvious reasons. The first being the fact that he's one of many slaveholders. They were presidents, but if we're going to honor his history and his legacy, you know, let's not cherry pick and whitewash. Let's put it all on the table. Slavery was legal in this country from its beginning. As a nation, having been practiced in North America from early colonial days, 12 presidents, U.S. presidents, owned, enslaved, bought, and bred enslaved persons at some point in their lives. Of these 12 presidents, 8 of them owned slaves while in the presidency. 10 of the first 12 American presidents owned slaves, the only exceptions being 10 of the first 12. The only exceptions being John Adams and his son, John Quincy Adams, neither of whom approved of slavery.
Who you calling?
George Washington was first president, we all know, who owned slaves, including while he was president. Zachary Taylor was the last one who owned slaves during his presidency. And Ulysses S. Grant was the last president to own enslaved persons in his life, at some point in his life.
Commissioner Brooks, you're actually out of town.
Okay,
time. Do you want to get back into the queue?
I got one more sentence, ma'am. If you would indulge the senior member of this body, I'd appreciate that.
Okay.
Okay, of these presidents who owned slaves, Thomas Jefferson, owned the most, 600 plus, followed closely by George Washington, 200 plus. Madam Chair, what I would love to do, because I want to support this, but I want to support it in a way that everyone, and I know I'm not the only person that has the sentiment. So I'd like to propose an amendment, that a friendly amendment, to change this name to a countywide general families, friends, and employees holiday.
Is she a moron? This is Commissioner Henry Brooks, and now wanting to ban President's Day and call it Family, Friends, and Pals Day. This is what you have to look forward to, ladies and gentlemen. This is what we're talking about. This is the nonsense that happens when you don't get out and vote on the local level. You got people like Yolanda and Henry, who's a woman, by the way, Henry Brooks. 901-260-5926. Let's go to Ray in Tennessee, listening to us on WTJS. Hi, Ray. What's on your mind?
Hey, Todd. Well, glad you're back, first of all. I don't know. You're kind of like Rush. You know, the guests are never as good as you are, you know.
Well, you're kind to say that, Ray. I don't think my guest hosts are going to appreciate it, but thank you, Ray.
I wanted to point out that, you know, Memphis used to have their own city school system, and it was so badly managed that with a little encouragement from the state, they gave it back to the county to run.
That is true, and now the whole thing's a mess.
I guess they messed up the rest of the county. But I want to point out one thing. There's a black woman that's been running. Her name's Charlotte Bergman. She's been running for Steve Cohen's seat for a long time. I call Steve Cohen Kentucky Fried Cohen. I think you know why.
He's finger-licking crazy is why, Ray. I like that, though. Kentucky Fried Cohen. I like that.
Well, he's the one during something against Trump. He sat down there and ate Kentucky Fried Chicken in front of the cameras, mm-hmm. You know. But Charlotte Bergman's been running against him for some time. Last election at least, I've donated to her campaign, and she's a black Republican lady, and it sure would be nice if she could get elected, get some common sense at least in our national government from Memphis.
Ray, yes, and I know Charlotte. She is a friend, and she has run a number of times against Congressman Cohen, Congressman KFC, as you so eloquently stated there. I think she would be a terrific pick. The question is, will Republicans get out and support her campaign? And the numbers have been pretty – I mean, it's a heavily Democrat district, so it's an uphill climb. That being said – this is the moment, this is the opportunity that Republicans have, because this economy, and we've got some audio, we'll play it later, on the inflation is through the roof, and it is especially impacting working class families. And so if there's a way the Republicans can get that messaging out there, she might have a chance. Ray, got to run. Thank you, sir. Appreciate the kind words. Folks, 901-260-5926, our number. This is the Todd Stern Show.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
We have breaking news, ladies and gentlemen. Dylan, back in Memphis at our command center. Did we ever come up with a breaking news alert for the Todd Stearns radio program?
We do have one, yes.
All right, let's play the breaking news. I'll set this up again, Dylan. Ladies and gentlemen, it's live radio. You never know what's going to happen on the program. Ladies and gentlemen, we have breaking news on the Todd Stearns radio show.
Breaking news now on the Todd Stern Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, this coming in from Atlanta, Georgia. President Trump has just arrived at a Chick-fil-A. Yes, a Chick-fil-A. The president being well received. People are standing, they are literally standing feather to feather inside the Chick-fil-A, the official chicken of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. One woman coming up and saying, Mr. President, I don't care what the media tells you. We support you, Mr. Trump. So the president in town being very well received there at the Chick-fil-A there in Atlanta. All right, let's go to the phones real quick here. Lynn wants to weigh in on Yolanda. Hi, Lynn. What's going on?
Thank you for letting me come on. I'll make it real short, Todd. Vivek Ramaswamy, remember the individual that ran for president?
Yes, sir.
When he came over here, he did a lot of studying. I think he ended up in South Carolina, but he did a lot of you know, just trying to find out about his country. And he found an interesting factoid that I've never heard the media mention, that in that period of time, back when, before mechanized machinery and all that, obviously there were a lot of slaves, but there were a lot of black slave owners. And for her to rail on the past presidents owning slaves is really totally off the wall.
Well, it's absolutely, Lynn, you're absolutely right, and thank you for keeping it pithy, because that music means we've got a skedaddle, but you are absolutely right. Not only did blacks own slaves in America, but there were Africans that were selling their own people into slavery. They don't want to talk about that part of history, and I think we ought to tell it all, good, bad, and ugly, everything together. All right, hang tight, everybody. We'll be right back. Hour two coming up.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
From the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's right. I love this American ride.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. It's me, Todd Starnes. I'm back. I'm the host. Great to have you with us today, ladies and gentlemen. Hour two of the big show, and we are broadcasting today from Wichita, Kansas, at the great radio station KQAM, the big talker here in the nation's heartland, and of course, our great affiliate, also the home of Andy Hoosier, who fills in on the national show from time to time, just a few days ago, as a matter of fact, and also our good friend Mary Walter. Thanks to both of them for stepping into the microphone, behind the microphone, as we were out on the big book tour, and that's why we are here in Wichita. Tomorrow night, we're going to have a huge hootenanny, as we say back home in Tennessee. It's going to be a great shindig, dinner, and a show. I'll be signing books. You're going to be able to purchase a copy of the book if you don't have one. That's all happening at here in Wichita. If you'd like information, go to ToddStarnes.com. We have all the info there, and you and your family can come. It's going to be a family-friendly event, and we would love for you to be there. And I will say this, the folks here at KQAM have rolled out the red carpet for us. Great people here at Steckline Communications, and they have radio stations all over the great state of Kansas. All right, we got a lot going on this hour, but I have to share with you some breaking news out of Atlanta, where President Trump made an unannounced stop at a Chick-fil-A, and I want you to hear what happened.
Can I have 30 milkshakes and also some chicken? I'm going to take care of the customers. Is business good? You're making a lot of money? Everyone's getting rich, right? Thanks very much. Look at the way you hope. You like each other, right?
All right, so here's the scene. It is packed. It's a predominantly black part of town, so these are mostly dozens and dozens of black Atlantans. And one of the ladies just shouted out to the president, I don't care what the media tells you, Mr. Trump, we support you. This idea, again, ladies and gentlemen, that President Trump is reaching out and he is broadening the giant tent of the Republican Party to bring in minority voters. It really is just an incredible scene. President Trump, the leader of the free world, at Chick-fil-A, the official chicken of our Lord, and it was good.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Yes, my brothers and sisters, President Trump and the official chicken of Jesus. What a great country we live in. All right, thank you very much, Dylan, there. Thank you. All right, our telephone number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Now, we've gotten word earlier today of a crazy, crazy story involving a grade school principal who turned down a request to start a prayer club at the school. Now, this is interesting because the Pride Club is okay at the grade school, but a prayer club is not. Let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Kayla Toney joins us from First Liberty Institute. Kayla, appreciate you coming on the program today. Tell us what's going on here.
Thank you so much for having me. Here at First Liberty Institute, we represent a wonderful client named Laura. She is in fifth grade. She lives in Sammamish, Washington, just outside Seattle. Her faith is very important to her, and she's felt really lonely this year. And a lot of her other friends from different faiths have felt the same way. And so Laura decided she would love to start an interfaith prayer club with her friends where they can meet and support each other and also do community service. She asked her principal whether this club could be approved. The principal said no. She met with the principal a second time. The principal said no, but maybe she could pay to rent space as if she were an outside group, even though the school allows a dozen other clubs to use the space and they don't have to pay. And then finally she followed up and the principal just didn't respond. Laura feels like her voice doesn't matter, even though there's posters all over her classroom about how everyone is welcome, everyone should feel included, everyone's voice matters. And we're just so inspired by her willingness to stand up for her faith.
Well, I think this is just tremendous, and it's so important. And I write about this in the book, Twilight's Last Gleaming, that Americans, and especially Christians, have to be willing to stand up and speak out. And there are so many great groups like First Liberty Institute, and you guys are going to be there to help these great Americans fight for their freedoms, their constitutional rights.
Yes, well, we are honored to be in this fight. We sent a demand letter yesterday to the school telling them that they need to approve Laura's prayer club or else we will need to sue them in federal court. This is a very important issue, and the Constitution is very clear. The Free Exercise Clause allows students and employees and really all Americans to pray at school. They can pray freely. Our great win in the Coach Kennedy case, just a few miles away in Bremerton, Washington, the Supreme Court made clear in a 6-3 ruling that Coach Kennedy was free to pray publicly on the 50-yard line. And how much more do students have the freedom to pray, especially when, you know, this club would be open to students of all faiths. And our client just wants to be able to express her faith, to feel like her voice matters. And to be able to come together and serve her community. And so that's what we're fighting for.
Okay. Have we gotten any word from the principal on why the club was rejected?
You know, the only reason she gave was that apparently school funding for clubs was allocated back in October. And Laura asked about the club in early February. But the Pride Club had just launched in January, right before Laura asked about the prayer club. And no one knew that funding was being allocated back in October. There was no opportunity to apply. And we think that's just an excuse for saying no to a prayer club.
Yeah, that's exactly what it sounds like. So let's cut to the chase here. So if the school comes back and says, yeah, we're not going to do this, we're not going to let the kids start a prayer club, what happens at that point?
Well, we are fully prepared to litigate this in court if that's what it takes. We think the law is very clear on this issue that the Constitution requires if schools have any sort of non-curricular clubs, whether it's the chess club or the green team or the choir or, in this case, the Pride Club or a dozen other clubs, they have to allow religious clubs. And to say no to a religious club because it's religious, that is viewpoint discrimination, and it also sends a message of hostility to religious people. So we think the law is very clear on this, and it's really up to the district whether they would like to fight us in court or whether they're going to just go ahead and do the right thing.
Good stuff. All right. Well, Kayla, good luck to you guys. Kayla, Tony, everybody over at First Liberty Institute. Kayla, we want to stay up to date on this one, so let us know what the school decides to do.
Thank you very much. We will certainly keep you posted. And thanks again for your interest. Feel free to check out our website at firstliberty.org to learn more about this case and all of our other wonderful clients.
Right.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Kayla Tony, there at First Liberty Institute. All right, folks, we have to take a quick break here in Wichita, broadcasting today from KQAM. If you would like information on our big event coming up Thursday here in Wichita, go to toddstearns.com. You'll see all the information there. You can also get your tickets on KQAMradio.com. That's KQAMradio.com. We'll be right back.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
And welcome back, everybody. Great to be broadcasting from KQAM, the Big Talker, here in Wichita. And some of the nicest people in America here went to a great diner this morning called Homegrown and had a great biscuit. They do biscuits here in Kansas. Who knew? Very good, by the way. And Dylan, I don't want to make you guys envious back in Memphis, but the radio station is buying lunch and they're bringing in barbecue.
I am already jealous and hungry.
I know it's. I don't know if it's going to be the pork or the brisket, but you know they do the cow well here in the heartland.
Mm-hmm. Or they have so, good beef.
Oh yeah, just bring a side of beef up. You know I'll be good. So anyway, very nice, ladies and gentlemen, to have you guys with us, and it's great to be back on the air. So over the weekend, I flew into Los Angeles and had the opportunity to speak at 6 different venues on Sunday, and it was insane, but so much fun. And started the day at Lancaster Baptist Church, and then went to a brand new church that was getting started just about 25, 30 miles away, and spoke to a very large Spanish church later in the day. That was sort of fun. I had to be careful because there were some things that we say in Memphis that don't translate well into the Spanish language. For example, slobberknocker. That's very difficult. So because I would say a line and then the pastor would repeat whatever I was saying. And then wrap things up Sunday night speaking to hundreds of students at West Coast Baptist College. And it was a Q&A and it was just so much fun. I want to say something about this school, though. And this particular church, Lancaster Baptist Church, I think they have 7,000-8,000 members. It's a very conservative congregation. They're an independent Baptist church, and they are thriving and growing like you would not believe. There is something happening in California, and it is not being well reported by the media, but there is something going on in the state of California where people are maybe it's a revival. There is something happening within the Christian community there where the message is really resonating with people who are hurting, who are suffering, who are dealing with a lot of stress under this Democrat regime of Gavin Newsom. And it's just remarkable. And it's the same thing at this really amazing modern young church that just got started. And it was just unbelievable to see the response from the young people. This is why I have hope that something is happening in this country. I truly believe it. But as I was speaking to this group at West Coast Baptist College, this is an amazing school. They don't take a single penny of federal tax money, and they don't want it. They have people that support the school. The kids graduate. 97% of the students who graduate find jobs. And what's even more amazing is that 100% of the students graduate with zero student debt.
So the kids get jobs. They're working their way through school. These are young men and young women who are really the salt of the earth kids. And I'm sitting here watching, and it's just amazing, the beautiful facilities, the education these kids are getting. And many of these young men are studying to become pastors and preachers. And they're all very conservative, and they are women of the Bible. And I found this just to be striking, because this is the solution to our problems in America, strong churches. I believe that if we have strong churches in America, that we're going to be able to turn this thing around. You know, Ronald Reagan and William F. Buckley Jr., and I write about this in Twilight's Last Gleaming, but they understood that our fight against the communists was not a political fight. It was a spiritual fight. It was good versus evil. It was a moral fight. And that's why we have to have strong churches in this country. We have to have pastors, men and women, who are not afraid to stand up and speak truth to the culture. Now, you may disagree with me on this, and I know there are people out there. Well, there goes Starnes again. He's going off on the skinny jeans worship preachers and those rock bands, those Christian rock bands. He just thinks we ought to wear three-piece suits and sing to an organ. No, I don't. As a matter of fact, I go to a church where they have the worship band and they have the lights and the LED and all of that. And I've got no problem with any of that. But if it takes away from the message, I got a problem with that. I do have a problem with that. If that's what it's all about, I've got a problem with that. But we've got to get back to the basics, the foundational truths that our founding fathers base this nation on. And there are some people out there, and they would have you believe that every one of our founding fathers was Billy Graham in a powdered wig. And that's not accurate. It's just simply not accurate. But our founding fathers were devout men and women of God. They went to church. They knew their scripture. So, yeah, I think we have a big problem in this country, but it's a problem that is being fixed. It can be fixed. We just have to get back to the Bible. You want to know how to fix the abortion issue? Ultimately, it's not a political issue. It's an issue of the heart. And it's an issue that has to be decided in your relationship with God. That's how you fix. That's how you become a pro-life nation. You can't legislate it. You can't. Look at what's happening right now. It went back to the states, and the states are overwhelmingly rejecting any pro-life platform. It's a matter of changing hearts. And then you fix the problem. And it's a terrible problem. All right, 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. Let's go to Maryland. Michael, listening to us on WCBM in Baltimore. Hi, Michael. What's on your mind?
Hi, Todd. Thank you for taking my phone call. I believe all abortions should be made illegal with three exceptions. And my guiding desire is to be obedient to God's command, thou shalt not kill. The three exceptions are 1, tubal pregnancy, 2, rape, and 3, incest. And the last two make me have some trepidation because a life is going to be taken. But that's what I believe.
And Michael, I respect that, but I will tell you right now, there are pro-lifers, and there are many of them that are very prominent in the evangelical world. They would say that you are pro-abortion because you don't believe, you believe there should be exceptions. And they're pushing an agenda where there are absolutely no exceptions. And Michael, I'm telling you, I get it. I understand where they're coming from. But Michael, do you think they're going to be able to find enough voters on election day that see things their way?
I don't think they will be able to. Tubal pregnancies, the baby can't survive that no matter what, and the mother's going to die if surgery isn't performed.
Yeah, I'm with you, and I hear you on this.
I am, this is a very, very dangerous situation for us to be in. And I'm not quite sure why now they wanted to make this an issue, unless it was meant to thwart President Trump's reelection bid. And I would hate to think that they were using this issue to accomplish that. But again, we had an earlier caller, and I'm with him. I don't think at the end of the day, I don't think this is going to be a long lasting issue with the president. I really don't. I think people are going to move on from this. All right, Michael, thank you for the call. We've got to take a quick break here. Again, our telephone number, 901-260-5926. Do you believe that the solution to the problems in America can be solved in the church house? I'd like to hear your thoughts on that. Give us a holler, 901-260-5926. We'll be right back.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us today. Broadcasting from KQAM, the Big Talker, here in Wichita, Kansas. And, of course, we're excited about our big book event tomorrow night here in Wichita. We're expecting a huge crowd, and we would love for you to join us. You'll be able to purchase a copy of the book, have dinner. It's going to be a lot of fun, and it's going to be a family-friendly event. If you'd like information, go to toddstearns.com, or you can get tickets at KQAMradio.com. That's KQAMradio.com. All right, I want to bring in our next guest on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. His name is Peter Breen from our good friends at the Thomas More Society. Peter, hope you're doing well today.
I'm doing wonderfully.
Well, Peter, I want to talk about this crazy story that is going through the courts, and you guys are representing just a great American man, a good hardworking man, a metal worker who is facing a religious discrimination issue. Tell us about what happened.
Well, this is a gentleman named Dan Snyder, who's a union line worker. He works for a big aluminum manufacturer, the Arconic Company. And he was at his desk. He was working a late shift, and they sent him, emails about a company survey. He clicks the link, and he sees rainbow flag everywhere. And Dan is a traditional Christian. He sometimes preaches at his church on Sundays, and like most traditional Christians, he looked at the rainbow and said, "Well, that's a symbol from Noah. It's the symbol of God's covenant. It's not meant to be used for, LGBT indoctrination and the like." Well, so he put his comment dutifully on the company comment box. He was asking for, a survey from him. He said, "What's your opinion?" And so he puts his comment in, expresses his discontent that the company's using the rainbow symbol for this purpose. Well, firestorm afterward. He was in violation of their diversity policy. And so we sued. He was fired unceremoniously by this Fortune 500 company. We sued, and just this week we were up in the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals in St. Louis arguing to try to get our lawsuit to continue. And so that's why I am in a great mood, because that argument went really well. The Biden EEOC, the Employment Opportunity Commission, they have sent lawyers in to argue against us to try to constrain and restrict religious liberty rights. But boy, we had a great argument this week.
Peter, I'm curious, what about the union? Were did they offer any counsel, any help to your client?
Sometimes the unions are good on this stuff. This one was hapless. There was no help. And really, it was this utter mismatch of worldviews, where these folks, and even their lawyers, so we were up in the argument and in their arguments down the trial court, they just couldn't even imagine that someone would say that there was anything wrong with the rainbow used in that flag to celebrate LGBT, that traditional Christians are offended, because that is, I mean, when you talk to your kids and when you read them Bible stories, the one they want to hear about is Noah, and that's the rainbow. It's got the animals and all that. But, I mean, that is the thing that is just, it is so fundamental for traditional Christians. They had no clue. They didn't realize at all that plastering the rainbow flag everywhere was offensive to guys like Dan and many others in that company.
And again, you're Dan, Mr. Snyder, what, 62-year-old guy, and you know, he's just he's a hardworking man, a blue collar guy. And what did the company say exactly what policy he violated?
Well, they call it their diversity policy. Said, well, you've offended the LGBT community, and here's the thing, we got him into depositions. And there, when you're in a deposition, the company will have to designate a representative who actually speaks for the company. And in that deposition, the representative said, "Well, we don't allow any beliefs that don't have that don't go to your job duties." Well, then you turn around and go, "Well, why in the world do you have an LGBT employee resource group? You know, why are you out there, slapping the rainbow flag on everything in your company?" And this isn't Disney we're talking about; it's an aluminum manufacturer. So their statements at every level have been inconsistent. And even when we got in front of the judges this week and the judges asked, they said, well, if he had said something different, but was just maybe he didn't, he used some different words, but he wasn't happy about the rainbow flag, would that have been a violation of your policy? They couldn't even say what he could have said to express his genuine concern. They said, well, you know, we'd have to evaluate it. So what if he expressed his opposition to same-sex marriage, which the Supreme Court itself has said is a genuine religious dispute and religious belief for traditional Christians? They said, well, we would have to evaluate that against our policy. So from our perspective, clearly they are anti-religious in the way that they are looking at this and in the way that they've applied this policy. And, you know, poor Dan, I mean, he's 62 years old. He's now 65. You know, a guy who's nearing retirement age and gets unceremoniously fired merely for expressing traditional Christian belief.
It's just unacceptable. And Peter, I'm so glad that you guys at Thomas More Society are standing alongside of him in this effort to right a terrible wrong. Now take us through this. Where are we at now, and what is the ultimate goal? Does he want his job back? Does he want damages? What's the latest?
Well, and so we were in front of a district judge, and so recently, folks may have heard, the Supreme Court did a good case. It was called the Groff case, that helped workers who are being discriminated against in the employment space. Well, and so we told the trial judge, hey, you've got to apply this new really good Supreme Court precedent to our case. And they just utterly sidestepped it, saying, well, he wasn't required by his religion to make the comment. And so, you know, his firing was okay. That's not at all what the law is, what it says. And then the Biden administration comes in and has attacked us on appeal. So we're at the Eighth Circuit. You know, it's a good circuit. We have fine judges on that court. And so we just argued that case in the Eighth Circuit to allow us to go back to the trial court and continue. You know, one of the points here is that the other side, if the Biden EEOC and this big company are allowed to proceed, that means any religious statement you might make in the workplace, even down to God bless you or God bless your day, could cause you to be inadvertently offending some coworker. Wow. Or if you just make some statement about the issues of the day from a religious perspective, you know, nothing that is just a traditional religious belief, you could be unceremoniously fired and you would have no recourse. And so that isn't the law. And we very much hope to get that trial court decision reversed and establish some good precedent against the Biden EEOC and on behalf of American workers.
All right. Well, Peter, we're going to have to leave it there. We wish you guys the very best, and keep us updated on what happens.
Absolutely. And really, we appreciate everyone's support, prayers, especially for Dan, because it's a tough time for him. But we are very hopeful for a good outcome.
Well said. And I know we have a great praying audience here on this program, and I can assure you they're going to be praying for Thomas More Society and Dan Snyder. Peter Breen, ladies and gentlemen, head of litigation at the Thomas More Society. Peter, thank you again.
Thanks, Todd.
All right, 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. We're going right to the phone lines. Again, that's 901-260-5926. May I just ask you a quick question here before we go to break? Are you tired of the woke programs that you get, like with Netflix and Disney Plus and Hulu? Well, if you are, I really want you to consider getting Newsmax Plus. It is the fastest growing streaming service in America. You're going to get this, the Newsmax channel. You're going to get Newsmax 2, our brand new network, where you can watch the Todd Starnes show. How about that? Every day, 5 o'clock Eastern. You can also watch great shows with Rob Schmidt, Greta Van Susteren, Greg Kelly, Eric Bolling, and you're going to get real news and informed opinion from folks like Dick Morris and Alan Dershowitz and Mike Huckabee, many others. President Trump says Newsmax Plus is just terrific. So why don't you do this? Let's bypass big media. Get the Newsmax channels. You're going to get great documentaries. We cover live events, all the big Trump rallies, and we never censor President Trump like the big networks. So start your free trial today. It's not going to cost you anything to start, and you can't beat that deal. Go to NewsmaxPlus.com to register, then download the app and start watching right now. Millions are watching Newsmax, so you join us, NewsmaxPlus.com today.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Welcome back, everybody. Oh, it's a beautiful day out here in Wichita. This weather, it was insane. So did a layover in Salt Lake City where there was snow still on the ground. From Salt Lake City, went to the Antelope Valley there in northern Los Angeles County, the desert, and it was like 30 degrees. And then warms up to about 80. Then in Phoenix, and last night, or yesterday rather, I was in Phoenix, Arizona for a gathering of pastors from all over the Southwest, and really got had some great conversations, great Q&A, and now here we are in Wichita. So very nice to get out there and to see so many of our great listeners. All right, let's go to the phone. Speaking of listeners, let's go to Georgia, WDUN. St. Francis is hanging out with us. St. Francis, hope you are doing well.
Hey, Todd, it's nice having you back. And I want to give you a revival report.
Well, all right. I'm excited. All right, go for it.
Well, the University of Georgia, the Holy Spirit's breaking out all over the place up there. Gotten to a point they're having to baptize people in the back of pickup trucks filled with water. I mean, it's something else. You hadn't heard about it?
I had heard about it, and this is pretty exciting, and you're right. They're literally baptizing people in the backs of the pickup trucks.
Right. Yeah, it's amazing. And it had begun earlier at the University of Alabama. They've got something going on over there. And
well,
I understand there's been a continuous thing up in North Georgia. So,
we know the Lord. St. Francis, I think we can agree that the good people at the University of Alabama do need the Lord. As a Tennessee volunteer, I think I can say that.
Yeah. I don't know. We probably have to take that to a vote or something. But, I think it would pass.
Well, you know, this is really something, and St. Francis, I'm so glad that we're ending this hour on a great note. You're right. Something is going on, and this is happening at universities all over America, and it excites me to see young people embracing their faith, coming to faith, and demonstrating that faith publicly by taking the, we call it the nesty plunge in the Baptist faith tradition, but that's pretty exciting. What do you make of this, St. Francis? What do you think's going on here?
Well, I just think the young people are just looking for hope, and they're turning to the Lord. I mean, that's the way I'm thinking. And this generation, there's another little thing going on. I heard in Pennsylvania they have a requirement, or it's part of their admissions process, where the students have to, they can register them to vote. And in the process, they have to declare either Republican or Democrat or independent. And so they were started that thing, and they shut it down because all the students were taking the Republican registration.
I'm telling you, St. Francis, something is going on here. This is exciting, and a lot of people are really discouraged. But I'm telling you, the reason why is because they're not tuned in to what's happening in the spiritual realm like you are. And we're one of the few talk shows out there that actually talk about these issues. That's why I am very encouraged. St. Francis, got to run. Thank you for calling in. I never knew we had saints listening to us. We ought to add that in our next promo, by the way. Let's go to Pastor John from Kentucky. Pastor John, what's on your mind?
Well, how are you doing there, Mr. St. Todd Stern? Love the show.
Verily, verily, Pastor. I are well.
You know, I just wanted to make this point real quick. When we broke away from England, a lot of the meeting halls, a lot of the gathering places were at the churches, because a lot of the Bible-believing, deplorable churches, that's where our country started taking form. And you're talking about a great movement of the Holy Spirit across this nation, because right now our country is literally in peril, because I want to address the elephant in the room. This country is turning its back on Israel, but citizens like yourself and people like that and the young people in churches are starting to realize the truth because, as you said, Todd, the movement of the Holy Spirit, that's how our country was founded, and that's how we're going to get our country back, at the churches and in the home. Great show, Todd. Love you, brother.
Well, thank you, Pastor John. And yeah, I'm really excited about this. And this is the message in Twilight's Last Gleaming. And as much as it is for patriots, I wrote this book for Christians to say, you know what? It's okay to love your country. There's nothing wrong with that. It's okay to get out there and engage your faith in the public marketplace. There's nothing wrong with that. And if we are able to do that in a winsome way, as happy warriors, we are going to truly restore the faith of our founding fathers in this nation. I have no doubt about that, ladies and gentlemen. And this vast audience, and we have several million people around the country that listen to this program. Hundreds of thousands of you listening to our podcast every month. If this audience would just mobilize and get out there. And many of you have already done this, but go and talk to the people you go to church with. Go and talk to the folks down at the pharmacy. Go to you're going to get gas down at the gas station. Going to the hardware store. Have those conversations. You're standing in line waiting to do self-checkout at Kroger, and you've got 45 minutes with nothing to do except watch the ice cream melt. Talk to somebody in line. That was a bit too personal, but you get the point. I'm just saying. All right, 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Coming up, we got to tell you a crazy story. A school in Massachusetts now defending a drag show where the drag queen, a man dressed in ladies' underpants, exposed himself to students. And we're going to get into that, or we're going to tell you what happened. Also, we're going to be checking with our friends over at the Wellness Company. There is yet another pandemic coming, and we just want to alert you so you and your family will be prepared and you're going to know what to do. And we're going to be taking your calls as well. Looking forward to tomorrow night in Wichita. We're doing a big book event, and we would love for you to join us. KQAMradio.com is the website. That's KQAMradio.com. If you would like to get tickets, you're going to get dinner, a great show. You're going to be able to get a book, and we're just going to have a lot of fun here in the Heartland. And don't you worry. Folks, this is just the start of our big book tour. We're going to be coming to many cities around the nation that carry this program. So hang tight. We're going to be coming to your town, and it's going to be a lot of fun. All right, folks, again, our number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Hang tight. Hour three of the big show coming up next.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, hello, everybody. I am Dylan. I'm just I'm distracted. I am absolutely distracted as we start the third hour of the program. First of all, we're broadcasting from our great affiliate here in Wichita, Kansas, KQAM, the Big Talker. And just in the last break, Dylan, they came rushing in and they have delivered the biggest barbecue spread I have seen since I left Memphis.
Man.
It's you got the smoked turkey and they've got pulled pork, Two Brothers Barbecue. And here's the sign of a good barbecue joint, and this is the secret. First of all, the meat's got to taste good without the sauce on it. And they hit a home run, but it's the sides. And they had the potato salad, the baked beans. It's we may have to go to break early, Dylan. I just want to put you on the word here. They pulled pork and the smoked turkey. Okay. So it's you know what? It's pretty darn good.
Yeah.
So thank you to the Two Brothers Barbecue here in Wichita. You say, what are we doing in Wichita? Well, tomorrow we are hosting a big book event here in Kansas. And we'd love for you and your family to come out and be a part of the event. Books will be available. I'll be signing books. We're going to have a lot of fun. And you can go to one of two places, toddstearns.com. All the information is there. If you want to get tickets, go to kqamradio.com. That's kqamradio.com. And we just appreciate the great radio team here rolling out the red carpet for us at Steckline Communications. Great, great people here. All right. Our telephone number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Also, want to share this breaking news with you. The Talkers Magazine 2024 Heavy 100, the top 100 talk radio host in America. That list just came out, and we're honored to say that we are ranked number 26 in America. So we just want to say thank you to all of you guys that listen to this program, our great affiliate stations, and, of course, the best team in all of talk radio. They work super hard every single day to bring you a great radio show. So thank you all so much for that, and we certainly appreciate it. All right, so we talk a lot about what's wrong in our nation's school systems, the public school systems, and there are some folks out there trying to fix that and trying to instill values back into our taxpayer-funded schools. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. We're honored to have with us Rocky Malloy, president of the National School Chaplain Association. First, Rocky, good to have you with us today.
Thank you.
So, Rocky, I have to be honest with you. I didn't even realize there was such a thing as the National School Chaplain Association. Give us a little background here, and what are you guys trying to do?
Well, we have over 30,000 schools with chaplains that we've trained overseas. And last year, the state of Texas Board of Education took that information and the great outcomes that we were getting, and they put it into a bill. It was passed. Governor Abbott signed it. And since then, Florida, Louisiana, several states now are moving forward with it.
And let's talk about the basics of what a school chaplain does. What do they do?
Well, their number one thing is situational awareness. Chaplains have uncovered hundreds of sex trafficking rings in other countries. And, you know, a lot of that goes on over here. And because I follow you pretty close, I know that you completely know of the unrighteousness that's happening in schools. And chaplains have a history of arresting that kind of behavior.
So you guys are, again, there have been more than a dozen states that are introducing legislation that would, what, allow you guys to come in and be a part of the school system. Is that right?
That's correct.
All right. Well, Rocky, we just wish you the very best, and good luck to you guys out there. By the way, folks, there's a great website, nationalschoolchaplainassociation.org. That's nationalschoolchaplainassociation.org. Rocky Malloy, appreciate you coming on the program today. All right, folks, we have got to take a quick break. Again, our telephone number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Now, you heard Rocky there on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Folks, Americans have just had enough, right, of supporting companies that hate our values. And many people are just tired of the compromise. And that's why I've been encouraging people to switch to Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. Oh, I've got to tell you guys this great story. So after our Q&A with West Coast Baptist College, a couple of the students came up and they said, Mr. Stearns, we just want to introduce ourselves. We're college students here at West Coast, and they actually have one of the Patriot Mobile call centers. So when you call 972-PATRIOT, you're going to get Christian college kids answering the phones and helping you out. And these two guys said that they've taken a lot of calls from our listeners, and just fine young people, and it was really great to meet them. Anyway, Patriot Mobile, they offer dependable nationwide coverage, and they give you access to all three major networks. That means you get the same coverage that you've been accustomed to without having to fund all of these left-wing causes. So I want to encourage you to consider switching to Patriot Mobile. If you do, you're going to be supporting the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, sanctity of life, and our military and our veterans. 100% U.S.-based customer service team. All you have to do is go to patriotmobile.com/Todd. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd, or call 972-PATRIOT. You're going to get free activation. All you have to do is use our offer code Todd. So again, patriotmobile.com, or call 972-PATRIOT, and be sure to use that promo code Todd.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us today. So we're going to get back to the Chick-fil-A in just a moment. There are more developments coming out of that Chick-fil-A stop, and we'll get to that in just a moment. I want to bring your attention to a story out of Sutton High School in Massachusetts. A man wearing white lace panties exposed his private parts during a drag show performance. This was also part of a workshop there in Massachusetts at Sutton High School. Now, parents were very upset about all of this. As a matter of fact, one mom actually asked the school board members, what life skills are we teaching What are we doing here? What life skills are we teaching? These skills, how to be a drag queen. What's going on here? It's a fair question. The gentleman was dancing to a musical selection from the Broadway show Mean Girls. And afterwards, there was an hour-long presentation on other groups that support queer kids. One parent said the children could see under the skirt, and then the man proceeded to do cartwheels. You could actually see the man's ladies' panties. And I don't think that's age-appropriate. It's a fair point. It's not age-appropriate. Where's some Fruit of the Looms? Libs of TikTok first reported about the incident. The performance was sexually themed. According to school leaders, the performance was part of a conference that promoted the Wooster Pride group, a local alphabet activist group. Now, look, here's the deal. They're asking the wrong questions. It's not about what life skills the drag queen is going to share with the children. That's not it. What they need to be doing is asking themselves the following question. And I actually write a chapter about the drag queen situation in Twilight's Last Gleaming. They need to be asking, why are the drag queens so determined to gain access to our children? What's going on there? Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is nothing more than grooming. Why is it that grown men wearing ladies' underpants are craving the acceptance and attention of children? Why is that? So the school district is responding. They're defending the performance. They say a tolerant society respects differences, acknowledges similarities, understands the benefits of multiple perspectives, and creates community. These are all elements of a functional democracy. Well, let's break down that statement for just a moment if we can. The idea here is, and the school district wants you to believe that if you don't support drag queens, you are intolerant. Now, to their point, a tolerant society should respect differences. God made men who wear boxer briefs, and God made women who wear the frilly underpants. Those are the differences. But nobody really wants to respect those differences anymore, right? You get to decide whether you want to be a boy or a girl or somebody who goes out and makes out with an azalea bush. And if you've got a problem with it, then all of a sudden that makes you a bad person. The school goes on to say that we have to understand the benefits of multiple perspectives. Well, they don't respect the Christians. They don't respect the people who believe in science. They don't respect any of that. But they believe that this drag show and this drag queen workshop is actually going to be beneficial to the children. So if that's true, then my question would be, all right, well, if an inordinate number of children coming out of Sutton High School are going into the drag queen industry, maybe they need to do a workshop on how to be a stripper or how to be a gigolo. I'm just saying, if you're going down that path, I mean, you may as well. All right, kids, here's some Wesson cooking oil, and here's a bunch of leather underpants. Go have at it. This is why I advocate homeschooling. The only thing Wesson cooking oil is good for is frying your chicken up. Not twirling around a pole. Sweet mercy. Put some clothes on. Nobody wants to see that. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. We're going to be taking your calls on that. Where is? Oh, yes. All right. Transsec Booty Judge is back at it again. The Transportation Secretary, Pete Buttigieg, is defending safety in Washington, D.C., Washington, D.C., one of the most violent cities in America. Here is the Transportation Secretary.
So we need to talk about the reality here. And again, there is a lot of funding and a lot of energy going into telling a different story, especially on ideological news outlets and online. But the simple facts and the simple reality are right here staring us in the face, including the fact that I can safely walk my dog to the Capitol today in a way that you couldn't do when we all got here.
All right. So let me say something about Buttigieg here. We're going to drop a little bit of knowledge on the transportation secretary. First of all, when he goes to walk his dog, and I don't, does he have one of those metrosexual purse dogs? Do we know what kind of a dog Buttigieg? No, I'm not making any. Now, no, it is not homophobic. I'm just asking if it was a metro. I mean, if I was looking at Pete Buttigieg, I would say this is the guy who has one of those metrosexual little dogs, right? They're like about the size of rats, and they stick them in their man purses. They call them merces. No, it is not homophobic. I'm just telling you that's the kind of vibe I get when I see Buttigieg. Buttigieg, he's saying that I can go out there and safely walk my dog in the Capitol, anywhere I want to go. But the reality is he has a security team that surrounds him. So literally hours after he made that statement, two people walking their dogs got mugged. One of them got stabbed. You can't make this up. By the way, I'm sure Buttigieg is a nice guy. I get it, but he is completely over his skis as the transportation secretary. So here's what you need to know. Buttigieg says, quote, I can safely walk my dog to the Capitol in a way you couldn't do when we got here. All right, well, let's compare D.C. crime stats from 2022 to where they are, 2023, those are the latest numbers. Robberies in D.C. up 67%. Homicides up 35%. Violent crime up 39%. And car thefts up 82%. Sweet mercy. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. Tiffany, who is with Moms for Liberty, wants to weigh in on the drag queen. And say, hi, Tiffany. Good to have you with us today.
Thanks, Todd, for having me on. Yeah, I heard you talking about the drag queens. I think every American, honestly, can we even believe that they want to have drag queens in our kindergarten classrooms in some places? Absolute nonsense.
Why do you think they want to do it, Tiffany? What's your gut telling you?
Yeah, I don't need to trust. I mean, I trust my gut. It's ridiculous. But they want to destabilize the child. But there's a white paper that was written by two people, one of them a drag queen, that goes by the name Lil Miss Hotness. And they say very clearly what Drag Queen Story Hour is about. You can find this white paper online if you search for it. And what they say is that it is an initiation point into queer theory. They literally say that in the paper. They also talk about how they want to introduce kids into different ways of kinship, different ways of knowing each other, different ways of family. And so what we're seeing is queer theory and critical theory in general just in all of our American public schools. And the drag queens are an intentional provocation. First of all, it's meant to really make you mad. But also it serves a purpose, and that's to really kind of turn the world upside down in a five-year-old's mind.
It's disgusting, and it's evil. And quite frankly, Tiffany, it seems to me that this is child abuse at the core.
100% it is. I mean, I think just the idea of putting into a child's mind lies by a teacher is a huge betrayal of trust. If you have a teacher at the front of a classroom and they're saying, you could be a boy or you could be a girl or you could be not a boy or a girl, you could be a tree today, whatever it is. You know, you made your Azalea Bush joke, but the truth of the matter is that they are turning these kids inside out. And then they're telling them through social emotional learning that their own feelings, their beliefs, their values, their traditions are bad, and that they should give those up for the feelings of other people. And that, to me, is just the building of the Red Guard in America, where we're tearing down faith and family and, you know, I mean, Todd, in Montgomery County, Maryland, I did a town hall there. Parents were talking about what's happening in the schools. They teach gender ideology starting in kindergarten. And one of the dads, a Muslim dad, said to me, it feels like they're baptizing my child into another religion when they are at school.
Wow. Tiffany, that is a very stirring statement right there. Tiffany, I hate to do this. We are coming up on a hard break, but I just want to say thank you for the incredible work Moms for Liberty is doing. We are huge fans of what you guys are doing and the great work you're doing as well. Gotta run, folks. 901-260-5926. 901-260-5926. You got a problem with drag queens and public schools? We're going to talk about it next.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Todd Starnes Radio Show on the road in Wichita, Kansas for the next 2 days. Tomorrow, the big event, a big book signing event and dinner. Bring the whole family out if you're in the Wichita area. KQAM, the Big Talker, hosting us here, and we appreciate their great staff and great team getting us fed and watered. They brought out the Dr. Pepper, folks, so you know they're good people. All right, 901-260-5926. I want to go back to the Chick-fil-A in Atlanta, where President Trump is being given a rock star welcome, a predominantly black crowd there. Let's take a listen to what just happened.
Yeah, can my friend Dom get in one too? This is, she's fundraising.
Come on in, come on in, come on in.
They're getting photos.
We're going to get rid of Biden.
Yeah!
He is the worst president in the history of the United States, and he's horrible to the black community. Like it or not,
he treats
the black community bad. And check out his record in the 1990s. Check out his record in the
1990s. You're economically what's for us. Mm-hmm.
Well, opportunity. Best job numbers ever.
The first step egg, let's talk about it.
And again, the colleges and universities.
Yeah.
I used to get the whole thing now.
Bye, Biden.
That's brilliant. Donald Trump is that message of his is resonating in black communities across America, ladies and gentlemen. Meanwhile, you got Joe Biden. He's holding a press conference, clearly off the meds today. He's got the sunglasses on, and it's, well, first of all, here's a little clip from what Biden just said.
Elect me. I'm in the 21st century.
That's the 21st. The 21st century, Mr. President. Dylan, do we have the other audio ready? Let's play that.
Third, next question. Who do I call on next? Hang on a sec. I got my list here. Hang on. I apologize. Aurelia of AFP.
Wow. Folks, you just heard President Trump, who's buying milkshakes and Chick-fil-A sandwiches for dozens of people, conversing with folks off the record, one-on-one, engaging, fun, taking photos, taking selfies, meeting people. And then you've got Joe Biden up there who can't even work his way through a sentence. By the way, so the sun was so bright that you could see his cards through the reflection on his sunglasses. And here's what's amazing about this. It turns out that all of the questions, not only were the reporters pre-selected, but the questions were too. And you could actually read the answer that Biden was supposed to deliver on the reflection in his sunglasses. Folks, I'm telling you, it is not good right now for Sleepy Joe. All right, let's go to Brownsville, Tennessee, WTJS. A lot of WTJS callers today. Brian wants to weigh in on the drag queens. Hey, Brian, what you got for us?
Hello, Mr. Starnes. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I think I know why they want access to to our children. You know, when kids are young and you start teaching them things, a lot of them stay with them for their lifetime. So, therefore, I'm thinking that if they, drag queens, go see kids a lot and they are with them, spend time with them, as the kids get older, the drag queens will become more acceptable in the near future.
Now, Brian, there's a lot of truth in what you just delivered and what you just said, because we have seen this with the schools teaching kids about the LGBT agenda as young as preschool now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're onto something there, Brian. So you're saying this is really not just about grooming and indoctrination. This is really about acceptance at a very young age.
Yeah, I mean, like if you teach kids certain life skills when they're young, it stays with them for the rest of their life. You know, as long as you get to them before they reach a certain age, I'm thinking that's the same thing that the drag queens are trying to do.
Well, it's a fair point, and I would say this, if you've got a little boy in second grade, mom and dad, and he comes home with a feather boa, you might want to go take a look at the school, see what they're doing at recess. I'm just saying. All right, Brian, appreciate that call, and thank you for listening. By the way, we had the Moms for Liberty lady who called in, and Tiffany, and she mentioned that I was joking about the azalea bush. Actually, that's not a joke. And I write about this in Twilight's Last Gleaming. There is a movement called ecosexuals, and they believe that you can have relations with your garden or your plant. So if you, maybe your fern, you've got, you know, the fern's been giving you the eye on the front porch. You know, there could be something romantic there. But it's not a joke. I mean, people are literally, there was a woman a couple of months ago, and we talked about this, and there was a woman who wanted to get married to a tree. And yes, I know they're tree huggers, Dylan, but this goes far beyond hugging. And my question at the time was, did the tree give consent? That's what I wanted to know. Otherwise, heaven forbid, you have a hashtag tree too movement. Got to take a break. We'll be right back.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
And welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. Broadcasting today from Wichita, Kansas, KQAM, the big talker. Well, you knew this was going to happen, folks. There are already rumblings of a new potential pandemic. Not a big surprise there. This time in the form of avian flu. So what's this all about? Well, let's bring in our next guest. Dr. Kelly Victory is the chief of disaster and emergency medicine at the Wellness Company. By the way, twc.health/starns is the website. Be sure to check that out. Dr. Victory, good to have you with us today.
Hey, thanks very much for having me, Dr. Todd.
Well, let's jump into this. So I had seen the rumblings, and people were already starting to freak out. What do we need to know? What do our listeners need to know about this alleged avian flu?
Well, I think the way you teed it up, Todd, is exactly correct, right on cue. Exactly as predicted, as we're in an election year, the fear mongers at the helm, unfortunately, are sounding the alarm bells once again. The reality is this, we have had avian flus many, many times in the past. This current one, which is known as H5N1, is a bird flu. It appears, however, to be very similar to recent bird flu outbreaks that we've had, meaning that it's really only poses a significant risk to poultry workers and to people who are in direct contact with infected birds. We have not seen any evidence yet, at least, of any significant human-to-human transmission. A single case in Texas was diagnosed, and that person had what was akin to a common cold with pink eye, conjunctivitis. Certainly not something I would be particularly alarmed about. So at this point, I do not think that there is any legitimate reason to be concerned. I think the bigger concern is, as you laid out, that the public health officials, you know, are running around like bandy roosters, pardon the pun, with regard to, you know, another pandemic or another outbreak. And I think people should be cautious before they start becoming alarmed.
No, I'm with you on this, and it really concerns me every time I'll give you an example. I was watching the Memphis City Council meeting online last night, and you've got the entire city council, except for a couple of Republicans, wearing the big face coverings, and then they take them off when they want to talk and address. And I'm thinking, this is helping no one. This again looks to me like another propaganda effort that's about to be dropped on us.
I agree. It's kabuki theater. We have known for decades, Todd, that face masks do virtually nothing to stop the spread of a respiratory virus. We have known that social distancing was a made-up construct, and Anthony Fauci has now acknowledged it. We've known for decades that lockdowns do far more harm than good, and on and on. We would do ourselves a world of good to focus on those things that actually have a chance of decreasing your risk of contracting not only this particular virus, but any of the myriad viruses that are out there all the time. And by that, I mean we should be focusing on good nutrition, regular exercise, stress mitigation, adequate sleep, making sure that vitamin D levels are in the adequate range. And those are the sorts of things that public health officials should be spending their time teaching and lecturing about, not sort of fomenting fear and driving people into the basement and making them believe that for every new pathogen, we need a new set of drugs from the pharmaceutical complex and, God forbid, a new vaccine.
And Dr. Victory, I know so many of our listeners have already purchased the Wellness Company emergency kits. And one of the reasons why is it's about being prepared. And there's nothing wrong with that. And I think that's really the conversation, is that you do need to be prepared in the event something happens. About 6 months ago, we had a big illness just kind of blast through my town and my community, and drugs were on short supply. And Dr. Victor, I literally brought my Wellness Company kit to my doctor, and I said, "Will any of these work?" And he was like, "Wow, that's pretty cool. Where did you get that?" So again, it's really about being prepared.
You are 100% correct, Todd. You can no longer count on the healthcare system, unfortunately, to be there necessarily when you need it. We learned nothing else during the last 4 years of the pandemic debacle. It's that people do need to be more self-reliant and be prepared. And these kits that the Wellness Company has put out, and we have four of them now, not only the one that you're talking about, but we also have an emergency kit, a first aid kit, and one specifically for respiratory pathogens that have the basics. And these kits come along with a telemedicine visit where you can actually speak to one of the physicians at the Wellness Company. And there's also a guidebook to help you. But the point is, if you have these things on hand at the ready, then you won't find yourself at the mercy of the pharmacy, of the pharmacist, of your ability to get an appointment. And if something does happen to have an outbreak, if something does occur, then at least you have the basics so that you can begin early intervention, which we know is the best way to prevent a serious illness.
I don't know if it's just me, but, you know, after the pandemic and all the fallout, I realized that, you know, we put a lot of trust in the nation's medical community, and, you know, we didn't ask a lot of questions. And I'm wondering, have you seen that? Maybe distrust may be a strong word, but it seems like a lot of people don't really know who to trust anymore.
Oh, I think distrust is exactly the correct word, Todd. That's one of the greatest tragedies that resulted from the pandemic debacle. In addition to the tens of thousands of people who died unnecessarily because we were not able to use the readily available, safe, inexpensive drugs that would have treated COVID, and the millions, tens of millions of people who have been harmed by the vaccine. In addition to those atrocities, it's the loss of trust that people have in public health and in the healthcare system. The reality is they were lied to. These were not mistakes my government made. These were lies my government told me. They were disingenuous. They lied. They fabricated data. They fabricated fear. And many, many people suffered as a result. Something like wearing a mask or the lockdowns weren't just an inconvenience. They destroyed the economy, left a smoldering crater where our economy used to be, and they destroyed the lives and livelihoods of many people, not the least of which were the tens of millions of children who were unnecessarily kept out of school. So I think that people rightly have a distrust for public health, and hopefully the people at the wellness company, myself included, will be able to regain that trust, help people to understand that there are physicians out there with integrity who are willing to speak the truth and who will put the health and welfare of patients above the profits of the pharmaceutical complex.
Well, on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, we're honored to have the newest member of the wellness company team, Dr. Kelly Victory, who is the chief medical board. She's joining the organization's chief medical board as chief of emergency and disaster medicine. And you have quite the portfolio and resume, Dr. Victory, from BS Duke University, earned your MD from the University of North Carolina, and you completed your residency in emergency medicine and trauma at the Carolinas Medical Center. How excited are you to be a part of the Wellness Company? I mean, and what a great mission that they're on right now.
It is a remarkable mission, Todd, and as I said, there's no time when it's been more critical. I am thrilled to be joining some of the titans in this fight for medical freedom, people like Drs. Peter McCullough and Harvey Reich and Jim Thorpe, Dr. Drew Pinsky, people who, as I said, are really trying to get back to the basics of health care, not disease care, working to make people healthier, more resilient, more self-reliant, and to stop our over-reliance on medications, particularly new medications that have not been well studied, and to get back to the basics. I think we've got a lot of work to do, but it's a remarkable organization with people with unbelievable integrity and great pedigrees, and I couldn't be happier to have joined them.
Well, we look forward to getting you back on very soon, Dr. Victory. I know our listeners always have lots of questions when it comes to pandemics and medicine and health, and we appreciate your great great advice and guidance.
Thanks very much for having me. Keep your eyes open. I do think something's coming, given this is an election year, and the powers that be would love to make it too scary and dangerous to go to the polls. So I think a modicum of common sense is in order here.
Well said. All right, Dr. Kelly Victory, everybody, from the Wellness Company, twc.health/darns. That's twc.health/darns. Whatever you decide to buy, and I have all of their emergency medical kits, all of them, use the promo code STARNS, and you're going to get huge discounts. So be sure to check that out over at twc.health/STARNS. All right, folks, great to be back with you on the show today. I will be back tomorrow, and we will be broadcasting again from Wichita, Kansas, from our great radio affiliate, KQAM, The Big Talker. Tomorrow night, if you are in the Wichita area, or if you're in Oklahoma or somewhere in Kansas or the Midwest, come on over and hang out with us tomorrow night. We're going to have a lot of fun doing a big book event. I'll be signing copies of the book. We'll be eating dinner together. It is a family-friendly event, so bring the kids. We're going to have a lot of fun. And if you would like tickets, go to kqamradio.com. That's KQAMradio.com, and they'll be able to help you out there. All right, folks, thank you again for making the Todd Starnes Show one of the top radio programs in America. That coming from Talkers Magazine. Get out there, have a great day, and you be good, America.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.